on, and welcome to Lifestyles here on WWDB. I am Dee Lynam, your host of the program, a program that is brought to you by Philadelphia's longest established advertising and publicity firm, American Advertising Services. For free information and ideas, give a call to Joe Ball at 484-562-0063. That number is 484-562-0063. Today, we are happy to have in studio Varsovia Fernandez, Senior Vice President, Philadelphia's market leader for Customers Bank. Welcome. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Dee. Thanks for having me.
So,
it's really a pleasure to be here.
It's a pleasure for us as well. Customers Bank, explain how they're helping the small business person and also the way they go about it. I know they say high-tech, high-touted. Which sounds like it's just moving forward technology-wise the way this day and age is.
This is true. So let me start by saying that Customers Bank provides exceptional value, service and convenience as part of an overall effortless banking approach and experience for customers. So our high-tech, high-touch approach in banking allows us to deliver a superior selection of products and services together with what we call single point of contact, or SPAC. Single point of contact allows you or any of our customers to come in the bank, to call the bank and ask for one relationship manager. So we navigate the bank for you. If we are not the person servicing the account service that you need at that time, we navigate the bank. So you don't have to push buttons. You don't have to start being transferred. And that's really a fantastic experience.
So I'm actually speaking to a human being?
You speak to a human being.
That is novel. I love that idea. It's almost old school in a new way.
It is. But the beauty of it is that the high tech kicks in at 2 in the morning when you cannot sleep and you decide to look something up or go online and buy something. And we're up and running. So you know, you can go online and access whatever it is that you need to see on your account.
Varsovia, you took this position a year, 7 months ago after being almost 10 years with the Hispanic Greater Chamber of Commerce.
Yes.
What attracted you to make that move after a decade of being in a where you did great, great things?
Mm-hmm. I love that question because it allows me to speak about the culture of Customers Bank. Mm-hmm. So the attraction was we are a small to mid-sized business, you know. Customers Bank is a bank, so it's not measured the same way that many of the other industries gets measured. We get measured in assets. So whereas we are nearly $10 billion in assets,
okay,
that does not represent revenues, right? But we actually are a mid-sized organization, small to mid-sized. We have about 800 employees. So I can talk to my boss every day if I want to. I can talk to my boss's boss if I want to. I get to see the CEO and the chairman running around sometimes when I am in that office. And I think that there is a lot of value to that and to where I come from because I like that warm family feeling that the company provides. So when I was approached, by my boss and his boss. And more often than not, you go online to find a job, and it becomes a little bit of a nightmare to get back to talk to a human. And that's pretty much how our leader of the bank, CEO and chairman, Jay Sidhu, runs the bank. It is a, you need to talk to me, just call me. And that's very much the work environment that I enjoy versus going, you know, across the coast or out of the country to talk to my boss.
You say it's because it makes you feel like where you come from, which is the Dominican Republic. And also, I know that your parents, I read where you said, my career really began watching them and their value with education, being involved in the community. I know the Red Cross was big with them.
Yes.
I'd love to know your parents. Two, how did you go from being in the Dominican to then going to Temple?
Right. So giving back is really important to me. And that's another one of the reasons why I came to Customers Bank, because even though we are a small bank and we don't give tons of money like some of the tier one banks, the major banks in the country, we actually truly go out of the way to help small businesses in that we have a small business team that will work with a smaller business to accommodate them or refer them to where they can be serviced if for whatever reason we cannot. And that's something that I did at the Hispanic Chamber that I truly enjoy and that I will continue to do, particularly when it comes to helping minority businesses. Mm-hmm. So my parents were, my father was amazing. My mom is an incredible woman. My mother is 94 years old. I was born to much older parents. My mom was a homemaker at the time, you know, typical of the times. So she did a lot of volunteering, very engaged in church. She started with the catechism classes in the Catholic Church. Mm-hmm. She volunteered with the Red Cross and whatever other causes, if there was a hurricane, if there was, you know, floods. And so I grew up learning that. And my mother never changed that. My mother, if you told her you liked the shirt she was wearing, she would literally say, I can give it to you. As soon as I get home, I'll take it off and give it to you. So, growing up, I had to learn to say no to people because my mom was very giving.
And she said
yes. She's very giving. Right. She's still alive. I'm sorry, Mom.
And you mentioned your father. What was your father doing?
My father is great. My father worked. He was a businessman. He worked in agriculture. He had land and sold tobacco and sold sugarcane and different products. Very engaged with politics, very involved with politics. Both of my parents were engaged in the political process in the Dominican Republic during the dictatorship and post-dictatorship, actually. So I learned a lot. I learned to stay out of the politics from them.
You mentioned Temple, and I think you went there for computer science, but you graduated from Rosemont College, correct?
That is true. I actually started at Temple University when I was 18, and my first major was architecture. I was a very lousy architect, so I switched to computer sciences, and I was hired by a technology company out of computer sciences and with the promise that I would finish college. I did go to Rosemont College. Today I'm a trustee of Rosemont College, and I part of giving back and being part of the community that brought me up. So I'm very lucky to be here. I love Philadelphia.
All right, sit tight because we'll talk more about your journey from Rosemont College to where you are now with Customers Bank. We are talking to Varsovia Fernandez, and you are listening to Lifestyles.
Are you one of the millions of people who enjoy candy smothered in creamy milk chocolate? If so, you now have your very own day to celebrate. Join Asher's Chocolates as we honor National Milk Chocolate Day on Friday, July 28th. As America's oldest continuously family-owned and operated candy manufacturer, four generations have been crafting confections in creamy milk, decadent dark, and cool white chocolate right here in Pennsylvania for 125 years. We've got flavors for every sweet tooth, from caramels kissed with sea salt to elegant cherry cordials. Traditional items like pecan caramel patties, rich buttercreams, or that all-time favorite, crisp, crunchy pretzels. Celebrate National Milk Chocolate Day and every day deliciously with Asher's Chocolates. Find us at your favorite candy or retail store or online at Asher's.com. That's Asher's.com. Asher's.com.
Music, music. Now at the Ardmore Music Hall, a grand music venue in the heart of the Main Line. The venue is located at the legendary 23 East Lancaster Avenue in Ardmore, once known for its musical talent. Free parking nearby. For full information and tickets, see webpage at ardmoremusichall.com. ardmoremusichall.com or call 610-649-8389. That's 610-649-8389. The webpage again, ardmoremusichall.com. It's a grand music venue in Ardmore in the heart of the Main Line.
Wildwood, a great place to vacation or have a family gathering or organization event. And now there's a deep, deep discount on reservations. Yes, huge savings on rooms at the well-known, beautiful Acropolis Oceanfront Resort on the beach, North Wildwood. Some restrictions do apply. Call the Acropolis Oceanfront Resort at 866-522-1515. That's 866-522-1515. 866-522-1515. Save big.
Welcome back to Lifestyles. I am Dee Lynam having a conversation with Varsovia Fernandez, a woman with over 15 years of senior management expertise, and I'm going to name the fields: financial services, not-for-profit, information technology, venture capital, e-commerce. I mean, that's diversity, really, Varsovia. If I list all of those, and obviously the journey is always ongoing, is there any one area there that you enjoy more than the other? Or maybe at one time that was your favorite, but you've grown to grow to love a different one?
I am convinced that my professional passion is business. Mm-hmm. I just love business. And every industry has its twitches and its uniqueness and how they do business. And I just love looking at it and saying, hey, I can make a contribution here. And if we change this, it can be better. You can make more. You can, you know, I love business. I love the whole, you know, a lot of people say, oh, you're a professional. I say, no, I'm not. I'm a practitioner. Business people are practitioners. We're not professionals. That would be an architect or a physician, you know.
That's why we all go to our general practitioner to when we want to go to a doctor, because you start there always.
Right.
And then they help you with professions, so to speak. We were talking about how you went to Rosemont College.
Yes.
When you graduated, did you know what you wanted to do? Obviously, you're saying you love business. Did you know it then, and how did you land your first job?
So when I went to college, I did not know what I wanted to do. But I am very passionate about cars. And when I was in high school, I used to work with my friends on cars, on Volkswagens, actually, if I'm allowed to use the name.
Sure.
So I used to do, you know, the bog engine and that stuff, and I was very passionate about that. And in fact, in college, the dean had a conversation with me and said, you're really an awful designer. You should be in mechanical engineering. And I said, no, this is what I want to do. And I was wrong. I ended up switching majors. And so I really got away from all of that. I went to work for the technology company. It took me longer to get my degree. So I fell into business, and I'm just very passionate about it. I love how you take the business functions, you know, whether it is human resources, marketing, marketing and sales, finance, everything, and they come together to actually maximize the mission of a business.
When was the last time you ever had your head under the hood of a car? I'm just curious.
Last weekend.
Seriously. I love this. I mean, because that is such a skill to have, to be able to fall back on.
So I don't know much about cars. You know, technology has changed so much mm-hmm. when it comes to automotive. But I still check my brake pads and I check my oil, and I hang out with people who are very interested in cars.
In a sense, that's a business move, too, because you're saving yourself money.
Yes, except for that I can't change them myself.
All right, so you spend a little bit.
At least not yet.
You say be generous with your knowledge and your network.
Yes.
In a day and age when everybody is so fearful to give up their information because they think it will take away from them, mm-hmm. why do you think being generous with both is empowering?
So the human side is, if you are generous, you feel good. And everybody wants to feel good, right?
Mm-hmm.
So give. If you give, you feel good. And you don't have to give money. You don't have to give your things away. Knowledge is a great way to contribute. I had a teacher in middle school that taught me that an expert was somebody who knew one more thing over the other person. And that stuck with me. And when you know a little bit about radio and communications, and you teach your child or a coworker something, even if they don't do your job, they may make their life a lot easier in the workplace because now they understand something that allows them to contribute greater. So whether you write a check when you're giving or whether you say to a small business owner, you know, you're spending too much here, you should spend less there, you'll make more money, or whether it is, I can actually figure this out for you, whatever that problem might be, let me help you. It's a great way of giving and feeling good, but you're actually helping somebody, making a contribution.
Sure.
And I love that. But the other reason is because you can't go through life without sharing yourself. You know, we go through life educating ourselves about all this knowledge, right? We do lots of things. Life is made of all these little things and all this stuff. So if you go to Europe, and the rest of us here have not been to Europe, and you share those experiences, that's inspirational. That makes us want to go to Europe. But also it makes us pick up a book and learn more about Europe, right?
Mm-hmm.
So and I think that that's really important. And you cannot get back unless you give back. That's the second reason.
Obviously, you know, you're a busy person day to day, but as you have made these great steps in your career, opportunities come up, one of which you got to introduce Secretary of State John Kerry during the 2008 presidential campaign, which must have been, I would consider it such an honor. I'm curious how that came about and what you remember most of that experience.
That was an awesome experience. It's one of those once-in-a-lifetime things where you serve your country and, you know, the people in your country. And that's what I did. I worked for Congreso de Latinos Unidos at the time, and the advance team for the Kerry for President campaign was scouting Philadelphia, and they wanted to have an event at Congreso. And so I met the advance team, and one day after I, you know, took them around the city, showing them a tour and so forth, I get a call, an official call from the campaign saying, listen, everyone is fascinated by what you've done and in your story. We want you to introduce Senator Kerry, then Senator Kerry,
right.
When he's in Philadelphia. And I was like, I can't do that. Oh, my gosh. And I work for a not-for-profit. So my, you know, the board at Congreso cleared it. And I had good advice from a couple of friends who had done speeches before. I wrote my own speech. I honor my brother's memory. My oldest brother died in Vietnam. And it was really moving, and it was an amazing experience. And he got so excited with the introduction, he actually picked me up on stage. He's so tall.
He is tall.
He went to hug me, and when he moved up, I went up with him. And he was so there is a photo of me somewhere with my legs up in the air. It's really funny.
And was that in Philadelphia? What building was that?
It was at the Art Museum steps, right in front of the Art Museum. Nearly 6,000 people were at the event. It was an amazing experience. He was heading to the convention in Boston from here.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that is. All right, sit tight because I do have to take one more commercial break. We are talking to Varsovia Fernandez, Senior Vice President and Philadelphia Market Leader for Customers Bank. You are listening to Lifestyles.
Into rock and roll? Then visit Philadelphia's Hard Rock Cafe. Enjoy the huge menu and especially view the memorabilia. There's the legendary Jim Morrison jacket, acquired from Danny Sugarman, manager of the Doors. See the guitar that John Mayer created. He played with Eric Clapton. From Elton John, his Uncle Sam costume, also Shakira's leather pants. The list goes on. Memorabilia from Jimi Hendrix and Joan Jett. Lunch or dinner, Hard Rock Cafe, 12th and Market Streets, Philadelphia. It's an experience. Also hosting corporate events, social gatherings, bar mitzvahs. Hard Rock Cafe is cool. 12th and Market, 215-238-0639. 215-238-0639. 12th and Market Streets, Philadelphia.
Wildwood, a great place to vacation or have a family gathering or organization event. And now there's a deep, deep discount on reservations. Yes, huge savings on rooms at the well-known, beautiful Newport Beach Resort in front of the beach and boardwalk next to Subway Deli Wildwood. Some restrictions do apply. Call the Newport Motel at 800-831-3178. That's 800-831-3178. 800-831-3178. Plan early, save big.
Welcome back to Lifestyles. We're talking with Varsovia Fernandez. I am Dee Lynam. And before we went to break, Varsovia, you were talking about how you were able to do that introduction for John Kerry, then Secretary of State John Kerry now, or Senator then, I guess. Am I getting that right?
Yes, he was Senator then. He
right.
became Secretary.
Right,
after.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Earlier, you had said you stay out of politics, but I'm curious, do you have any political aspirations? If you had such a marvelous experience of being so welcomed and embraced in that experience, did that change your mind?
I often get asked the question, especially when I was with the Hispanic Chamber. Today, I do not have any political aspirations. I love to contribute in the community. You know, they say that there are two kinds of politicians, the one that runs to win and the one that runs to help the community. Mm-hmm. Today, I want to help community in all that I do. And the reason is because we belong, right? We all want a sense of belonging. And this is, you know, my community is not just North Philadelphia or South Philadelphia as a Hispanic or women groups. It is Philadelphia. It's the world. Today, you know, there are no barriers. We're global approaching everything that we do. And I want to be a citizen of the world. I want to be able to not have to get caught up on what politicians get caught up.
I'm curious, in your time being in business, if you think that truly we are more encompassing of minorities than when you first went into business. Because some people can say, yes, we are, but it may not be the reality mm-hmm. of day-to-day doing.
So when I came to Philadelphia in 1981, I think my sister and I were two of the first Dominicans to arrive mm-hmm. here. We've met a couple of people that arrived after we did. And the men that we met, there was a man who was here, Dominican, that we met at Temple University. He moved away, so he's not in Philadelphia. He had arrived the year before.
Okay.
I don't know that that's a historic fact. But there was a large Puerto Rican community back then. Nonetheless, you do know that Mayor Dilworth had the very first Spanish commission in Philadelphia.
And I didn't know that, but I'm glad to know. Yes.
So, and that's because Philadelphia used to manufacture cigars, the Cuban cigars and all this stuff back then. So they started that commission. So the city has had historically, you know, ties to Latin America. But yes, it's changed a lot. It was a very small Puerto Rican community back then. It's very diverse. We have representation from 21, 22 different Latin American countries. And
so. Varsovia, how much of being bilingual do you think serves you and anybody else? Would you encourage it to people, young people, to make a point not to just take 4 years in high school, but mm-hmm. try to embrace another language to help you in your future?
I think it's really important. And I think the importance comes from having another way to communicate with other people mm-hmm. outside of the United States, whether you choose Spanish, French, Chinese. If you are interested in business, learn another language because there are no barriers. You don't know when you have to go to China. And as an adult, it's very difficult to learn another language. You don't know when you have to go to Latin America. When I was with the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, we did trade missions to Latin America. And some of the former bankers that were in international, they speak Spanish. You know, they're retired now. They speak Spanish. When PNB was a bank and needed Spanish, they spoke Spanish. In some of the larger investment houses, you know, that have offices in Latin America, and now you have Santander here, mm-hmm. Santander. Banco Santander is a Spanish bank and is very large in Latin America. So if you want to be a global employee, having another language, you know, it would be great.
I read somewhere, because I'm talking to you about how much business you're doing, but we all need to get away to breathe. You know, for me, it would be yoga or golf. And you actually said one thing you do daily is driving, because when you're driving, it lets your brain think about yourself and I guess your day.
Right.
I thought it was an interesting answer.
Right. So, okay, I'll let out my little secret. So I really like driving. I enjoy driving, and I do drive on the track as a hobby. So, I don't share that with many people, but I'll let the cat out of the bag. Mostly because I'm just a driver's education, not a lot of people think I race. I'm just learning how to drive on the track. But it is the level of focus required when you're driving at high speeds is incredible.
I can imagine.
And that's something that we don't do very often. You know, a lot of the time people go to India and take months trying to meditate and find themselves and do this spiritual thing. And then they come back and they're working 80 hours a week. So when you're driving, you know, it can be the Pocono, which is just down the street for us, or in New Jersey, and what you do is so intense, you know, mentally, you require so much focus that you cannot connect with anything else but the road.
Varsovia, you have been a wonderful guest. Thank you so much. I offer you continued success, especially with Customers Bank. They're glad to have somebody like you. I want to remind you, you've been listening to Lifestyles, a program that is brought to you by Philadelphia's longest established advertising and publicity firm, American Advertising Services. For free information and ideas, call Joe Ball at 484-562-0063. Again, that number is 484-562-0063. I'm Dee Lynam. I'm wishing you a great afternoon. We'll see you next time.